Hey, I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
Have you seen Monkey Man?
Have you, Justin?
I haven't.
Wow.
I've seen the trailer.
What does that mean, Josh?
It means it's...
Why are we so lost?
I haven't seen Lost.
No, why are we lost?
We're
like lost in a jungle
right
now.
Not everything is a reference.
We're lost on a boat to Skull Island.
It's the second week of April.
It's April 2.
So last week, we put Josh in a blonde wig.
This is April 3.
And kidnapped him from New York.
April 3, number 2.
April, year 3.
Week 2.
We kidnapped Josh from New York. He had a great scream. We went to one of those automatic delis where there were no people.
Oh, an automat?
Yeah. Oh, and we found you there, and we were just like, put a blonde wig on him. He'll do for the sacrifice. I mean, the beauty.
Yes.
We got on a boat.
You make that joke, but I've put Josh in a dress and a wig before.
It's on tape somewhere.
Listen, we've all been in... wigs and dresses. I'm just saying, for this instance, I'm the director. He's the beauty. And we're coming to Kong Island, motherfucker.
Except we're not.
We might be coming to Kong Island. We don't know what this movie's about.
We know it's called Monkey Man.
We know it's called Monkey Man.
It's very new.
I've seen a trailer, so I feel like...
I haven't.
As far as this goes,
yeah.
I should at least go last for our guessing.
Okay.
And I know a little bit more than you do.
In case people don't understand what I mean by guessing.
Yeah?
It's what we do on the podcast.
Give them the rundown, Justin. Tell them what we do.
We give a synopsis or like a pitch of what we think the movie is going to be when we haven't seen it. Usually... to bring a movie onto the show, we have to have one person who have seen it. But the rules.
April is the
rules have slipped on a banana peel and broken their necks.
They're out of the cage.
They're gone.
Yeah. They're banging on their chest.
No one's going to watch it. 8 movies twice.
So. Nobody's going to watch 8 movies twice.
So. Nobody has seen this one.
I think Josh should go first.
Arbitrarily, it got picked to be mine.
Because we picked new movies.
I get documentaries.
And I chose the worst one. I bit the bullet and I was like, I want that fucking Better Man movie. And boy, did I bite off more than I could chew.
I guess it's because I have seen the trailer for this one.
Yeah.
So
hopefully it doesn't give away too much.
I'm not going to guess before you guys guess. Okay.
Josh, what do you think Monkey Man from 2024 is going to be about?
I hope it's not a monkey who is a man.
Okay.
I hope it's not... monkey.
What about a man
talk?
Who's a monkey?
I don't know what that means.
So what do you hope for? What are some of your hopes for this movie?
I hope that there...
What's your prime...
primal...
ape role movie?
Yeah. What are you hoping for? What's the best this could be?
What's the best... the best this could be, I think, is it? He's like a werewolf, but he's a weremonkey.
A weremonkey.
Ooh,
and
okay.
He like... he like terror. It's like Werewolf in London.
Instead of eating
American
people, he just causes
London.
Trouble.
Yeah, he's either like it's like straight.
We
horror.
Found out monkeys eat
monkeys
people.
Monkeys do eat people.
From
monkeys are
Shadows of
starving.
Kilimanjaro last
monkeys
year.
Are mean
if they're
as fuck.
Starving,
yeah,
so
or
like either horror. Or it's like a monkey man terrorizing a village.
Yeah.
Or like American Werewolf in London. It's like a teen that becomes a monkey werewolf.
God, I love that movie.
It's a great
werewolf
movie.
Oh.
That's what I want.
So, if it's American Werewolf in London, but
just
with
like
monkeys.
Teenage guy that gets
American
bit by a monkey.
We're gonna have a bit of a love story involved.
Sure, it's just a comedy.
Yeah, oh, a rom-com, a monster rom-com.
Sure.
That's your That's your ideal case scenario. I haven't, look what we've turned him into.
You know, I haven't thought about this too.
Right, you are so Twilight.
He used to give us so much crap for bringing monster movies, and now he's... I bet you're going to go into your real life and start writing monster, like, youth rom-coms. And just be like, damn you, Austin and Justin.
I don't want... What did you just say I thought it was?
Twilight.
No, I don't want to say Twilight. Hey, but he's a monkey man. I feel like that would be creepy.
Are you Team Edward, Team Jacob, or Team Kong?
Yeah. This is... This is
hold on, spider monkey.
This is the breath of a killer.
No. I want movies I like.
Yeah.
Witty banter. Sorry, what if it's like Better Man?
Okay.
Like last week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like...
Wait, you said movies I like and then Better Man.
No. Like, what if it's like reverse Better Man, right? Where it's like he's an ape, mm-hmm. but he wants to be like respected as a person.
And everyone acknowledges he's an ape?
And that's the difficulty, right?
There's a cartoon show called Monkey Assassin. I think that's kind of what
it is. Is that a cartoon or an anime?
Cartoon,
like witty banter monkey.
It doesn't come out of Japan.
What if this is a stylized detective noir and he's known as the Monkey Man?
What does that mean?
Because he can get into anywhere or something.
Cool, that's sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
That's
for.
That's cheating though, because there's no monkey in that.
Josh. I don't care because April has no rules.
I think it has some. I think there has to be an ape on screen.
We're all going bananas.
We drug Josh to Kong Island so many times, he's starting to carve out like his own rules in the mountainside rocks.
We gotta
have some monkey.
Yeah. Must have structure and monkey.
Rule one, must have monkey. It's the only rule.
I have no idea.
Monkey's in the title.
That doesn't mean he could be like a martial artist or something.
Technically,
right?
There was no monkey in Better Man.
There was a monkey.
There was a monkey.
There was no monkey.
There's
if
a monkey
you think
on screen
it.
In the whole movie.
Because Robbie Williams wasn't really a monkey.
Right, but
monkey.
In the movie he was.
He did monkey.
The Emperor has no clothes, guys. That Robbie Williams is not a monkey.
What do you think?
I refuse to believe that guy is not a CGI monkey in real life.
And has been his entire life. He's the, like we said, the love child of Andy Serkis and one of the CGI monkeys from King of the Planet of the Apes.
Or the Helena Bonham Carter one.
Right. Every generation, they're going to get more lifelike because CGI improves.
Mm-hmm.
What do I think it is?
What do you think this...
Aside from my... I want it to be the detective noir.
Take that pitch. You pitched it.
That's what I want.
Good.
I want it to be
it's not going to be that.
Who fought in World War I and is, like, known as the Monkey Man because he can get in and out of anywhere. He, really good at climbing, I guess. Maybe he invented parkour in the military back in the 1910s.
Okay.
Maybe this is like Kingsman, but good. Like he's a secret agent.
But Kingsman is... Don't remind... We have not seen Kingsman 3 yet.
Kingsman is...
Actually, Austin, you just put the third movie on my 3 list.
Fuck.
Yeah.
May I remind you that Kingsman is your Halloween? Where you see it
is
through
it?
Rosy-colored
is it?
Goggles, and it's a terrible movie.
But I saw them
Sorry,
twice,
Justin,
and I liked them
to reopen that wound.
What is your... What's your Halloween, Austin?
You have to tell
you
me, because it's rose-colored glasses. I don't know my own Halloween.
You can't compare Halloween...
You absolutely can.
...to Kingsman.
You absolutely can.
No.
In that sense.
No.
It's a movie that I liked and not did, and you can't see the beauty... In the series, no.
To me, there's no beauty. So it's my it's Halloween, Kingsman, same movie. That just it hurts you inside, doesn't it, to hear that?
Yes.
All right. This came out last year, Justin?
I believe so.
What's your guess? You saw the trailer. Go ahead. We're about to watch it. This is Monkey May.
So I'll tell
Monkey
you what
May?
I, I'll tell
Did
you
I just
I
say
know.
That? It's April.
It's April, yeah.
Can't jump
I'll
ahead.
Tell you what I know.
Yeah.
There is fighting.
Is there a monkey in the trailer?
In the trailer, was there a monkey? Yeah, good question.
No.
I don't know about this movie.
If he vetoes it and adds another monkey movie to April,
but
purely on his sense of justice, that will be one of my favorite things that's ever happened.
That. I will say...
Be
that it will...
I think there's a monkey. I'm guessing.
It's got to be important. It can't just be, like, in a scene.
Let's guess right now. Monkey? Yes? No?
Sure.
In a scene.
Somewhere in the movie, there's a monkey.
Somewhere in the movie, a monkey.
And not just a symbol of a monkey, but a live monkey.
An actual monkey. I believe there will definitely be symbols.
A lot of monkey symbolism. Does that satisfy you if there's a lot of monkey symbolism?
There'll be a lot of monkey
symbolism. We haven't seen a movie without an ape before, so.
Right.
We'll see. But anyway, it is a martial arts movie, I'm pretty sure. And it's been a while since I've seen the trailer, but I believe it stars Patel. The guy from
Dave Patel?
No. From Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, okay. Which I haven't seen yet.
Wow.
No.
Oh, we're both Slumdog Millionaire. Why would I have seen
Slumdog? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Josh,
say that?
You say why would I have seen a movie?
I do not.
Okay.
And then we recount the movies you've seen.
He was Zuko in the movie that shall not be named.
Okay.
Zuko.
Yeah.
Alright. So, a martial arts movie. Based
so
on
this
monkeys.
Is your guys' expertise, then.
What do you think it's going to be about, Justin? What's the drama?
I think it's going to be about a guy who uses monkey style.
Yeah.
The drama, I believe, was... It's like, dark and gritty. So, I think, someone getting kidnapped.
Oh!
So, like, Taken, but with martial arts.
Like a darker martial arts movie.
Like Upgrade. That was a fun one. I like that. I like the style of movie, if that's what it is.
It might be rated R.
I hope so.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. We yearn for the R.
Just as the kids yearn for the mines.
Well, that means there can be sex pranks.
I don't think we're going to get
not
sex
in
pranks.
The mines with the kids.
No one more listening
not
now.
Not in the mines with the kids.
We're done with that list,
If
Austin.
The kids commit sex pranks on each other, it's okay. The mine keepers
we're
can't
not watching
sex.
It, okay?
Oh, no, we're not.
No.
Yet.
No.
That is a fantastic movie.
And also, that's
they leave
not
that
in
out of
the
movie, Josh.
The
okay, okay.
Out of all the movies, there's no kid orgy.
I haven't seen
either. Spoilers.
Yeah. That's not in the TV.
No. We're watching the TV one if we watch it.
Okay.
Because it did it better than the newer one.
Or should watch both and compare them.
Mm, fine. We'll do that like in October
Hit
or something.
November.
No one's going to know what the hell you're talking about with these sex pranks, Justin.
What? Oh, because we're putting this up.
Because we're putting this up way before my boner comedy.
You're the one that referenced sex pranks. Not me.
I know, I just wanted to get you to say it. Way before my boner comedy list. But what we are going to get to is April, and that can contain all sorts of terrible, terrible things. I'm still scarred from last week.
Last week was bad.
But I have hope.
I think it'll be the worst of the bunch.
Oh, the bunch.
We'll see. Good banana cover.
And here we go. With Monkey Man from 2024, I think. 2023. Here, and have you seen
2024, for sure.
And we're back, having just watched Monkey Man, the second movie of this year's April. What was that, Justin? You doing a hand sign over there for me?
Beating my chest.
Oh,
because you're mad about this movie.
He's
right?
Beating off in the corner. He's so mad about this movie. That's what you call it, right?
What he did, yeah.
When monkeys
chest pounding.
Oh yeah. Okay. Ooh.
It's not good.
Not good, but not
bad.
Not
bad. It was okay. It
this
was
is,
right squarely in the middle.
This is Indian John Wick.
Indian. This is Dev Patel's first movie directing
yeah.
and starring in. So,
well, not first starring in.
First movie directing and starring in.
Okay.
He was in Slumdog Millionaire, which I haven't seen. Have you, Josh?
I have not seen.
Justin? Yes? You're nodding yes on a podcast? Yeah. Thank you.
Because you asked me the question.
I sure did, buddy. But you know what? When I ask you a question, I assume the audience wants to hear the answer.
Do we have to say what we think Slumdog Millionaire is now?
I don't assume.
Are we just going straight into Slumdog?
I don't assume things of people.
I don't assume we have listeners. We'll do.
You're going to flip me off without saying it's.
Well, you're flipping me off.
Oh, I'm flipping him off.
Oh, I thought you were flipping me off for a suggest.
No. Slumdog. Never. No. But we will do our assumption or our guess of that when we get to it. Because
if we get to it,
that's a pretty big one.
We can't watch every movie.
That's a classic from the 2000s.
What?
Here's Austin Slumdog bringing up his classics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whatever gets classics us out of boner comedies.
Oh yeah, please.
Don't you just want to get deeper in?
No.
The deeper in you go, the tighter the fit.
I think it's time to pull out.
Yeah.
We have one more.
Don't remind me.
And it is the, I don't know, conclusion, the climax, if you will, the orgasm of our boner comedy. But we'll get to that.
There certainly happens in the movie.
Intentional and...
Spoilers.
Unintentionally. Well, he's talking about all the movies so far.
Oh, okay.
Tonight's movie, Monkey Man... Yeah.
It's not a someone comedy comes in every movie we've seen.
Ever.
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 Someone's come on it.
Yeah. Or in it.
In it.
Yeah.
Yeah. To it, probably.
Oh, definitely.
Not this movie.
Definitely. Yeah.
Oh, someone's jerking off to this movie.
Oh, yeah. Just not us.
You don't have to specify.
What we do here on the podcast.
We sit in a room, but there are curtains dividing each of us. And we can each only see the screen and connect to each other through radio.
Yeah.
Guys, are you getting hard?
No.
Over.
No. Not for me, but somebody.
You have to say over, over. When we're watching the movie on radio.
Yeah, but we're not there.
No. Proper CV communication techniques. First impressions, Josh. You haven't seen a lot of kung fu movies.
No, but I've seen a lot of action movies.
Okay, what did you think of this?
This was an action movie.
Yeah?
I didn't think it was a very good action. It clearly was just trying to be John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
The character literally, basically just turns into John Wick. At the end,
he cosplays as him.
It's like John Wick, yeah, he gets the outfit, the suit.
But also, good on him?
Because sure.
He's looking really good.
There are worse
movie
people to be than John Wick, yeah.
He did, yeah.
He looks great.
And you, I like
thought the fight scenes were pretty good.
Very good. But
I've seen too much, like, action. Like, I don't think they were core. Like, they were core. Everything was okay, right? And, like, oh, isn't good enough in an action movie.
I like Josh's comments when we were watching this. When a movie makes it big, does that mean other movies just pop up like that movie? And I was like, oh, my dear, sweet summer child.
Like, I hear that movie, but, like, yes, this might be the first time I'm seeing it.
Wow, okay.
Really?
Have we done?
You've never been to, like...
When did you first notice it, Justin?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I can name it for me. I'll go first. You think about it. For me, it was the summer that A Bug's Life and an Ant's Life...
Oh, okay.
And also...
It's just ants.
Ants. It was a double whammy. It was that, and then Armageddon, and Deep Impact. And I was like, wait...
It's just the same movie.
There's a big one, and then there's a little one.
Yeah.
And sometimes the little one's better. Deep Impact? I think it's better than Armageddon.
I don't think I realized it until it was, like, really spelled out for me when I saw the ripoffs.
You mean, like, the blockbuster ripoffs?
Like, the
rip-offs.
Blockbuster ripoffs.
Like Snakes on a Train?
Yeah, or, like, Lion Prince. Instead of Lion King.
Oh.
And it's like, it looks as much like the Lion King as it's legally allowed to.
So these, I consider these a little below. Because what I'm talking about is like, a blockbuster comes out, but then another movie comes out that matches it in the theater.
I see what you're saying.
But you were talking about like, rental stores,
scams.
Which is nowadays...
Literally scam movies.
Which is like, nowadays streaming services. Like Netflix, Hulu, whatever, right. Prime. Because I'll click around, and I'll see something, and it's like, oh, that's... Oh, wait, that's not Nosferatu. That's Nosferatu 3. And it's like some knockoff Nosferatu 3 summer
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. What number are we on at that point? That's going to kill Josh if we ever like have a series that has two numbers in it that are separated by another syllable.
Halloween's like the one series that might get there, or... Horror, it would be a horror movie, right?
I can't wait to do Halloween 3. Because it's my favorite Halloween.
We gotta do two first.
No. Not really.
We have to do 2 and H2O.
What do we have to do 2, Justin? As the aficionado.
2 is also a good movie.
that means we can skip it. Is it a different Halloween?
No. It's a direct continuation of Halloween.
No, I mean, is the killer the same Halloween as the first one?
Yes, it's a
direct... I don't know what what's the killer's name in this series?
Michael Myers.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's been so long. Yeah, it is Michael Myers.
We could skip it. That was on the poster.
It's literally like a continuation.
It's the same night thing.
See, like, yeah.
No, she lived in the first one, right?
Hmm?
The final girl lived
that movie. Oh, God. And she's in the second one.
So did Michael Myers.
He kinda lived through the first one. Wait till we get to the third one, though.
Maybe 2 will just be a better one.
Yeah. Maybe 2 will be a better one.
But Michael Myers' thing is he just has a knife.
Are you okay with that being on the poster? Maybe 2 will be a better one of Halloween, Justin?
That's what you should do for that. That's
the greatest horror movie of all time.
Can we get back to
Monkey Man?
Listen, I said, it's his first directorial and starring debut.
You guys are like
debut.
A barrel of monkeys over here.
Really hard to contain, huh?
Getting
going bananas.
Going bananas, we need to get you back in the barrel. Yeah. You're out of the
in
barrel.
The ring.
Yeah. Okay, so he fights in the ring under... Yeah.
Kong.
Exactly. We had a Kong movie. Yeah.
Does this count?
I would say this counts. There are enough monkeys in this he wears a mask, they call Kong, we see a monkey in one scene for 2 seconds.
They call him Monkey Man,
They call him Monkey, he wears the mask.
They call him King Kong.
Again.
No, they don't. They just call him Kong.
The Kong or... No, King Cobra versus King Kong.
They just said Kong.
King Cobra and Kong.
Then they call him Monkey Man.
Sworn they call him King Kong.
No, there are enough puzzle pieces of apes King that King. I would say forms a monkey movie.
Yeah? Okay. So we don't need a fifth?
They were calling him the Beast. We don't people need didn't a fifth. Like King Kong. What? People didn't like Kong.
We don't need a fifth.
My movie will have a monkey in it.
Yeah, of course.
By God. Yeah.
By God.
Better Man had a monkey in it.
Yes.
Better Man has a monkey in it.
Yeah. We didn't question Better Man.
Now, the thing about Better Man...
We talked about this when we were watching.
It's a reverse problem with this movie.
Exactly.
Why isn't he a monkey?
Why isn't he in the monkey mask?
Why isn't he in the monkey mask?
It's the classic Kung Fu story where he is looking for revenge.
We don't find that out for a while.
He's kind of like good at fighting, but he fails his first attempt. He falls. He has to find a master, become retrained, do some psychedelics.
His master... He got taught how to fight with drums.
Drums and drugs, mm-hmm. Which I'm not going to say is a bad way. You do you. But he has the monkey mask the entire first part of the movie, right? He's in the ring fighting.
He's in the ring, yeah.
The second half, his redemption, he bleaches it. And then he goes to fight the dudes.
And immediately takes it off.
They even see him, he rips it off.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
That's like the whole
I'm
point.
Lost.
He the mask
he fought in the mask before.
But so not the white mask.
Why didn't he fight up Murder
maybe,
Tower with the mask
maybe
on?
He just like didn't realize like canonically. He's just like, oh, this is it's awful. I can't wear this bleached. I'm going to pass out. I got to take it off right now.
He should have said that in the movie because movies are about telling stories.
I know.
Movies are about telling, not showing.
He got you there.
Telling stories through showing. How about
okay,
that?
Fine.
But he could have been like taking the mask off and be like, bleaching it was a bad idea and thrown it on the ground.
He should have taken it off when he got to the final boss.
What if he took it off and it had still had a ton of bleach? and it bleached his hair and his eyebrows white,
and he's like a monkey. Sure, fine.
That would have been a cool move.
Didn't do that.
I don't want to pick at this movie too hard. Like we said, it's his first directorial debut. It's pretty good for an action movie.
It's fine.
It follows the classic kung fu formula.
It does.
The things that I liked about it, the fight scenes. They're pretty good.
I like the fight.
Like about the fight scenes, Josh?
Because
I have one problem with them, and there were
two things I didn't like about the fights. One was that they did a lot of jump cuts.
Yeah, so I don't like that either. It
was hard to follow what was going on. Like, it wasn't cool jump cuts.
That's an American choreography thing. What the fuck is happening? Versus like a Chinese choreography thing.
Mm.
Because we hide moves in jump cuts. Right. Whereas like a really good martial arts film will just steady cam follow the fight. So you're right.
And I've seen some John Wick, and like their fights, they're like very fluid.
Beautiful.
Right? You see everything that's happening.
Yeah.
And you understand what's happening. The second thing I didn't like about these fight scenes is that they were too low key.
Okay.
Like, because we're just in this nightclub, all he's fighting with is like a lot of different knives and his fists. He didn't amp
it every fight.
Yeah, well, and the enemies didn't either, because they couldn't. Like,
yeah, it was all knives.
He just does a fist fight with the guy, and then the last guy has, like, a shoe knife. Like, nobody pulls out a gun. Big brute guy that, like, runs at them or whatever.
We've been watching.
We did have him fight a big brute guy in the ring.
In the ring, yes.
Well, that was fun, and I appreciate that.
I kind of wish the movie was more about him just being a cage fighter.
I know, it had too many directions. Oh,
like, fighting up the fighting ring?
Yeah.
Sure. Like Kumite?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
That would have been great.
Fine. What did you not like? Did I knock you?
I was going to say, we've been watching a lot of Daredevil recently. Okay. The Netflix one that's now on Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same problem in those fights. Every time he gets in a fight, it's like 3 to 7 goons. And he's really good at martial arts, so he beats the crap out of them. The last one pulls out a gun and is like, pow, 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 and almost gets him. And it's like, wait, all of these goons would have had guns.
Yeah.
And everybody storming in would have, like, they're not upping it at all.
Yeah, there's no escalation. It's resetting
every single fight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's really frustrating. It's like, especially in a movie. In a TV show, I get it. Every episode, you kind of have to reset to build the tension again.
Well, and in, like, John Wick fights, you know, in the Loki, they're in, like, a kooky place, right? Like a watchmaker shop, and he starts fighting with the watches and shit.
So I
and they're dangerous.
I've watched the John Wick movies.
I've seen a bit.
And I wasn't a fan until number 3.
Really?
And it got me.
Okay.
Because they're in a museum of weaponry.
Okay.
And they're just breaking the cases. Sure. And everybody's grabbing these weird, obscure weapons from around the world. And I was like, God damn, this is fun. Right. And it retroactively kind of made me like the first two, even though they're stupid, like, there are things I don't like about those movies, don't get me wrong. But the third one really had some good martial arts. And this one, like, some other modern ones, this could have learned from Ung Bak. Have you seen those? I say modern, those are like 20 years old already. Have you seen that? Those are fun. They're about an elephant trainer from Taiwan, I believe.
Okay.
And his elephant gets stolen by, like, international poachers.
Okay.
And he goes John Wick before John Wick ever was around and gets his elephant back.
Okay.
And they were amazing, like, hand-to-hand martial arts movies. And had that modern feel.
Sure, and if this was strictly a martial arts movie, I probably would have been more okay.
Same! That's what I'm saying, pick a lane.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Go full John Wick or go full martial artist.
Do you like, what do you think?
There was a lot of jump cuts in the fighting, which again, I know you said is more of like a stylistic choice.
It always makes me think of Transformers.
I
watch a movie that has those jump cuts in the fights.
Yeah, I prefer being able to just look at a fight rather than having the jump cuts. Personally,
it's harder to choreograph.
Yeah,
but it looks much better if you can do it right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have a problem with nobody having guns.
I don't know if
I don't know.
Like, just different weapons, right? Yeah. Like, I don't care what a gun.
Not guns for me either. It was escalation was lacking. Sure. Like, every fight was kind of the same.
They had one guy with the axe. That was kind of fun.
I thought that was fun. The one thing that I'll highlight about the movie is that I thought they had some really cool, like, brutal moments.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, whenever he, like,
the toilet.
Yeah. Whenever he smashed the head on the toilet, like,
ping.
There, I don't know, this movie.
But they don't show any. They just cut.
They do, like, keep cutting, which is strange.
Yeah.
For an R-rated movie.
I don't know. This movie made me go, a lot. And I don't usually, like, react like that to watching action movies.
I know it's kind of a counterintuitive because it's a cringy feeling, but I like that during an action fight scene sometimes because it takes me back to being a kid and watching action movies that I was not ready for, like Van Damme and Seagal. Mm-hmm. And you see a guy get thrown through a wall as a kid or something, and you're just like, oh, you see like a bone break in an arm, and you're like, oh, and I still get that sometimes during these movies.
Yeah.
This, you're right, it had a couple of those moments.
You see a finger get chopped off.
Yeah, so they don't pull away all the time, right. Which is strange. They
just saw the knife go into that guy's throat.
Oh, I didn't like that. I don't like a slow.
Okay, he grabs it with his mouth.
He grabs it with his mouth. He's like,
we were all like, oh, he's gonna bash it his head. That's gonna be cool.
That'd be way better. Do that. No, yeah. Like. Bam! But he grabs it and he wiggles
into it. They shot him headbutting the bag of rice earlier.
I know! I think the reason he did it with his mouth was so that he could not just go in, but like also yank it.
You like, it's an action movie.
I don't know if you need
it, and I would have believed you.
Headbutted
you.
In.
It might just go through and not hit anything.
I would buy that he's dead.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it.
Or he's like stuck in the elevator wall, and then the elevator goes up and like decapitates him, or whatever. Or, you know,
well,
something.
We wanted the knife back.
So yeah, his first foray into assassination
goes as terrible.
As a director or as a character?
Both.
Okay.
He goes into this nightclub and he's trying to work his way up, which he does. He's like first in
he's
the
very
kitchen.
Very good at schmoozing.
He meets Alfonso.
Alfonso says he can get him any drugs he wants right away.
And Alfonso,
he's like the brother of the owner or something.
Yeah, and he uses Alfonso to get into the club.
Oh yeah, he's
to
like,
find the police
by all by.
Well, he's like, I'll make you a ton of money.
Yeah,
tonight.
He's like, go bet on the monk guy wearing the monkey mask for the first two fights, and then the third fight he's gonna lose.
Yeah, and like Daredevil, we were just watching that. I want to compare it again. Like his dad has a business throwing fights, and this monkey man kind of does too.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the movie, him and Alfonso make friends, which gets him into a waiter position.
Now, see. If he's doing that,
yeah.
And it's like, that's something that, like a scam he's been running for a while, I want him to have more weapons. You know what I mean?
As the monkey man?
Yeah. He should have more. If he's scamming people and getting people to bet on him and he's throwing fights.
Yeah.
Doing like he did with Alfonso, why doesn't he have more shit? Like, where's the money going?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant like, how in the ring he kicked the guy's like spiked bat away.
No,
like he's
that
just
was
collected,
given to him by the manager.
Like this is an RPG.
Yeah.
Like he goes in there bare fisted and then he gets the bat. But then the next guy has brass knuckles, so he bonks him and takes that.
Him as an assassin, not him as a ring fighter.
Well, too many avenues for this monkey man. It's like he's playing Grand Theft Auto and just doing a bunch of the different quests at once.
We did have a car chase scene.
We do have a car chase scene. Oh my god. But it's on a motorbike, a souped up
I like Alfonso's
rickshaw.
Super I like his super
it's fun.
Rickshaw. It's
fun.
I really wish Alfonso mattered.
And
more.
They played up
I know.
They played up
I want the Alfonso cut.
His joke. I like the joke that he's like they show all these like really high-tech fancy cars. He's like, "Oh, isn't she beautiful? I call her Nikki." And then it shows his little rickshaw parked in between them.
And it's a callback later when, so Monkey Man, his name is Kid.
Mm-hmm.
He sneaks into the upper echelon of society at this nightclub where everybody's doing vials of drugs.
That's how you know it's evil.
It's evil and high society. Yeah. And he goes into the...
Alfonso's sitting in there doing the drugs. He's like, good thing you got here. I almost did all of it. Waiting for you.
Oh, we forgot that he trains a dog to bring a gun to him at work.
He did. Mm-hmm. He did train a dog to bring a gun to him at work.
Because there's metal detectors. But when you're out smoking in the back, I
but
guess...
Yeah, when you're in the back, out, game, that's yeah, connected to the city. Yeah, sure.
He could have just gone ahead of time and hidden it there during the day.
Yeah, wait, what? The
dog. This was cooler.
Yeah.
I like how that just blew your mind, though. Yeah,
I didn't even think about
the
that.
The nightclub is closed during the day, so you could just walk down the alley and put it there. No. Well,
maybe they had, like, guards or something.
Even if they had guards, it's a piece of trash.
It's a dumpster. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he taught a dog to bring it to him.
That was cooler.
I thought you were right that the dog was going to die for sure, and he was going to go full 100% John Wick.
Two John Wick, three.
I'm glad the dog didn't die.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah. The dog didn't do anything. I was hoping it would, like, fight.
It was an accessory to terrorism.
Yeah, it brought him the gun.
Yeah.
It mattered. And he pulled that gun.
The dog did more than Alfonso.
He delivered a cool line, but then someone flushed the toilet and he got distracted.
Yep.
And one gunshot
I wish
off.
It was a fart.
This, I know.
It's like a guy taking...
In one edit,
he... It's a guy taking a... He just... You hear a guy going like, oh! And he, like, turns. He is like...
And you cut to the editor, and he's like, what do you think of that, Dev? And Dev is just like, get him out of here. But,
it'd make more sense than what happened in this
He
one.
Fucks it up. Royally.
He bailed too early. Just because the toilet flushes.
Yeah, and he looks. He's like, what? A toilet flushing?
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom? Hold on.
Bang!
And he shoots, and everyone in the club hears it.
Everyone in this club with loud music in a different room.
From floor five to one.
Everyone hears the gunshot.
And scatter.
Well, it was multiple gunshots, to be fair.
The first one, though, you see everybody reacting. And they haul ass out of there.
They fight over the gun a bunch.
It's a dirty bathroom fight.
Yeah, this is gross. Someone gets put in...
Well, the gun falls in the toilet.
Yeah, someone's head gets put in there.
A little swirly.
Yeah.
A nightclub swirly, too.
Yeah, there's, like, vomit in there.
Oh, there's everything drugs. In there. Yeah, you'll probably get real high from this swirly, from all the drugs in the toilet. Yeah, Justin just kegged. Could you imagine that? All, like, the bad high you're gonna get from, like...
It's just, like, I hate stuff like that. It makes me think of the scene from...
Street Trash.
No, not Street Trash.
You know they just remade Street Trash?
I didn't know that, no.
It blew me away.
The Infinite Playlist. What's the... Infinite Playlist. It was...
I don't know.
Michael Cera and Kat Dennings.
Oh, yeah. Nick and Nora?
Nick and Nora.
Okay, I saw that once in theater. What happened in it that's gross?
There's a real gross throw-up scene in a toilet where she goes to get her phone back.
Oh, okay.
It's gross.
Okay,
I just don't like throw-up and toilet.
She goes full train spotting on it?
It's bad.
Yeah, okay. I didn't like that movie.
No, that's not a very good one.
Have you seen that, Josh?
No.
I like how we'll be watching movies with Josh, and we'll be like, hey, have you seen this movie? And he's like, of course I haven't seen that movie. And then you're coming in here tonight, and what was the movie? We're like,
Cool Runnings?
Yeah, Josh, have you seen Cool Runnings? Of course I've seen Cool Runnings. Like, we should know obscure 17 movies that
you've
seen.
It's a 90s feel-good. Like,
is it Disney?
Is it Disney?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. He's a Disney guy.
Okay.
He grew up on Disney.
Did you see that live action 90s Jungle Book? Jungle Book.
No.
It might be a Mandela effect fever dream memory of mine, but I remember going to the theater with my dad and seeing it. And it just being
like... Who directed
like,
it?
Well, who the fuck do... How do I know? It was in the 90s. I haven't looked it up since. This is something we're going to have to do research on.
Okay.
But This is like a fever dream memory I have from a kid, being a kid. But speaking of fever dream memories,
good segue.
He gets the crap beat out of him in a bathroom.
Gets shot by a sniper.
Oh,
he gets
fucked
up. The he tries to jump out of window and fails.
That was kind of funny. He falls into that.
He tries to, okay, he tries to jump out the window, and what happens, Josh?
He just, like, he doesn't break it. That he just funny. Hits it and falls.
It's like bulletproof glass.
Yeah, yeah.
That was an interesting, funny beat.
That kind of, I didn't like that, because I thought we were going to get more comedy.
But we
like
didn't
that,
get any more.
And we didn't. It was no. just that one
The
scene.
Rest of it was, like, real serious. But that one part was, like...
It's comedy.
A
it was
weird.
Comedy. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was keep doing that. I could see that being in like a Shaun of the Dead bit or something. Like,
it's real. It's a real man.
I looked it up. Oh, this Jungle Book movie from 1994 is real.
94?
And it's Disney.
That's a grown man.
That is a grown Mowgli.
Maybe it's as an adult.
I don't know what Stephen Sommers directed it, Justin.
Oh, okay, I don't know who that is.
Oh, you know who that is. Hold on, and keep Monkey Man rolling, and I'll let you know who that is.
He gets high on a tree drug.
He does.
Has a spirit quest where they finally explain his fucking backstory.
Mm-hmm. He meets up. So because he tries to assassinate someone who's like high up. I guess in, like, the corrupt military. The, like, the cops, the gangsters, everybody's after him. So he's hiding out in, like, this commune, like a queer-friendly...
It's like a third
temple,
like a third gender queer refuge.
Yeah,
and they're lower caste society, so nobody wants to interact with them, the police, which mm-hmm. is why he's safe hiding out there. But also, they can teach him kung fu through drums mm-hmm. and drugs.
Yeah, and then they show up later on to fight.
Do you remember the 95 movie of Tom and Huck?
Yes.
No.
Oh, okay.
That has JGT in it.
It does.
Yeah.
He made that. And then, I just wanted to start there. Because Stephen Sommers has made The Scorpion King.
Oh.
Okay.
The Mummy TV series.
Okay.
Van Helsing
TV series.
And then Van Helsing the movie. And then The Mummy Tomb of Whatever. Scorpion King 2.
Okay.
G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra. Scorpion King 3.
Rise of Cobra.
G.I. Mm-hmm. Joe Retaliation.
Okay.
Scorpion King 4.
Oh.
Scorpion King 5.
What?
You didn't know these were out there, did you?
No.
And they're The Rock.
All of
they're
them?
All The Rock?
No.
They're
no
all way, Titan. The Rock is in five
but also,
Scorpion
he started
movies.
Working
in Scorpion.
I think it's other wrestlers who have
I think it's
on.
Other people took over. He was
How
like,
do you
the
take over
one.
From The Rock? Scorpion
also,
King.
He moved on to Dean Koontz's Odd Thomas series in 2013. But then,
Scorpion
King, the book... Of souls.
Man,
six.
He loves the Scorpion
Damn.
King.
That's like Tremors, right? That's his thing. He makes the Scorpion King.
I mean,
King
he also
movies.
Did a lot of the G.I. Joe stuff, but...
You guys seen the first Scorpion King Ooh. Movie?
I
oh boy, the
remember.
CGI on that is legendarily bad.
So he made Hugh Jackman the anime Van Helsing movie before he made Hugh Jackman the Van Helsing live action movie.
Oh, okay.
But he's only done three properties that are extremely campy and successful? Question mark.
Is there not a third G.I. Joe movie? Just the two?
He didn't make it. If there
if
is.
If there's okay. five movies in a series,
yeah.
it counts as successful.
Yeah. Six if you count the souls.
I think it's only five.
Okay.
I think the book of whatever was the fifth one.
Okay.
Wow, I didn't expect that. Okay.
We don't have to watch those, do we?
No.
No.
That sounds like something you would want to watch on your own, is all the
Scorpion
King movies.
I mean, I do like
movies.
The Rock.
Yeah.
Sure.
But he's not in all
he's
of them.
He's not. He's. I think he's probably in the first one only.
Maybe the second one. He wasn't huge by the time the second one was
I feel like he's always been huge Austin.
Actually, no. Mm-hmm. Whenever you go back big, and look at
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm talking like
size. I know what you mean, swole-wise.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, even go back and look at him, even in his old wrestler days, he looks...
like a normal person?
Like, a, well, no.
Big. Gigantic.
He looks like a muscular person.
Now he looks like a Marvel superhero,
like, juggernaut.
Still hasn't been in a Marvel movie.
That's surprising.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not some, like...
Other than Gru?
No, well, yeah, he's Gru.
He's Gru, yeah.
I mean, as himself.
No, he's Gru. He's Gru.
I know he's Gru.
But Gru.
People can... Yeah. Gru. No, I call him... It's my special name for him. No, people can play two Marvel characters if one of them is in a suit or they retire one of them.
No, yeah. He's not done a live-action role.
Or if really? You're, or if you're Chris Evans, then you can just be two of them because...
That's one of them I was referring to.
Or if you're Robert Downey Jr.
He's
no, that's
on...
a villain.
Oh, okay, sure.
A villain and a, yeah. and a hero.
He's right. working on writing that movie, too.
Yeah.
The Doctor Doom one?
Yeah, I
Did
mean...
Did you hear about
you,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want him back, do whatever
I don't,
he says.
I don't want him back.
They want him back, though.
Oh, they do. He's their golden boy.
He is. He's ushered in the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, that first Iron Man movie was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I liked the third one also.
The third one was very good.
I didn't like the second one.
No, nobody did.
No. Listen, I know we're not talking too much about Monkey Man, but
not much to say.
It's not that I don't like it. It's
but it's not that you like it.
It's not that I like it either.
Mm-hmm. It's a very in the middle.
It's a very cut and dry formulaic kung fu movie. He does stay at this temple where it seems like community is honored above all else, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. He's never had that, it seems, since he was a little kid and his village was massacred.
I wish that it, like, showed him living with them afterwards.
That'd be nice.
They helped him at the end.
Oh, so wait.
They had their plaited dresses.
His village first was... We should have seen this at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was reclaimed
the genocide.
Land. They all got killed.
His village was on a quote-unquote holy site. That the big bad of the movie, he's like a yoga guru.
Mm-hmm.
He had gone in and claimed for religious purposes, and they had brutalized the people.
Used a military general, and the military general was who he tried to kill in the bathroom.
Because he had assaulted his mother when he was a young kid. And, he
and then burned her to death.
Watched through the floorboards. Oh yeah, and then burned her to death. And that's how Monkey Man...
Got scars
on his hands.
And that's why he's like, I can do any job people don't want with oils or chemicals or solvents. And I'm like, I don't care if you can feel it. You're still going to get cancer. Yeah, like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Fighting in the ring, that's fine. I hate to say it. That's much better than, like, doing an industrial job. Those jobs will wear you to a pulp.
Mm-hmm.
And the chemicals will make it worse.
It's okay. He's a server.
He is a server once
he's
he gets
dishwasher.
In. With the mob... They're like, now you have to be careful. This is a very secretive job.
They're
and he's like washing dishes in the back of a kitchen.
Yeah, it was
and
very,
like the lady's office
very dramatic
is right there.
For him getting his job.
Uh-huh.
He's like, look at my hands. I can do all the jobs. All
right.
All the dirty
How
jobs
about
you don't want
dishes.
Anybody else to do. And she's like, okay, wash the dishes.
Yeah, we don't have like chemical
it
jobs.
It really
here.
Seemed like he was like, look, like I don't have fingerprints or like.
Or I'll,
like,
yeah, I'm
like,
already scarred. So
I'm fucked up, you can tell.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I'll dump bodies wherever you want.
Right.
In
it,
acid.
It feels like he was offering himself up to...
And she's like, I'm not a Batman villain, bro. I just own a hotel.
But she was a Batman villain.
She truly was. When it came down to it. But why was her office on the ground floor then next to the kitchen without a door on it?
Yeah, they're just open halfway. You can just
hear clang, 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 shh, all day long. That's not very professional.
She's the queen.
The queen bee.
The queen. She's the only one with a gun.
Right.
In this whole building full of gangsters. Have you seen the new Batman? Josh?
I have not seen The Batman, no.
It's really good.
I've heard it's
and
good.
I don't say that about Batman,
it's
as you
really
know.
Good. Yes.
He doesn't like Batman.
I don't like
you
Batman.
You like this Batman.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I didn't like the... I saw the Riddler outfit and I was like, no. But then I heard a lot of people talk...
It's really good.
So like, I heard it's very good.
It's really good.
I heard it's very realistic.
It is.
Like, real Batman.
Yeah, I'll watch it in two parts
if
you need.
I would suggest watching it in two parts.
I watched it in one night, I think. Maybe two. But either way, I really
you can put it on the list. You can show it to me.
It'd be the first. No, I've shown you Batman movies.
Yeah, we've
shown. I've shown you Batman 89 and Batman Returns.
Yeah. Right. We've all shown each other Batman movies.
Yeah.
Here. And unless Justin
knows. You've shown us Lego and Samurai Batman or Japanese Batman?
Batman Ninja.
Batman Ninja. God damn.
I can show you more Batman Batmans. Versus the Ninja Turtles.
Is that a movie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I had Batman versus Xenomorph as a comic when I was growing up, and that was really cool.
It's an animated movie.
Because Batman was like, I'm a scientist. I want to go on this spaceship with you. And they're like, okay. And went to another planet, and there were Xenomorphs from Aliens. And Batman fought them.
Batman gets his ass kicked by Shredder.
Shredder?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I would suspect it's Splinter. Spoilers, jeez.
Batman gets his... Batman gets...
The man detective?
But wasn't Batman trained by ninjas?
Yeah, but Shredder, man...
Shredder kicked, is like an elite
Shredder
ninja, though.
Kicked his ass.
Batman is
and
like...
That makes, and that makes you have new respect for how well the Ninja Turtles can fight.
Because Batman, he trained. He's like a rich boy. So he spent, like, what? A winter in Tibet learning? Okay. Shredder grew up in the system, like... Hardcore crime.
Literally the sewer system.
Well, no, in where he's from.
He even uses, like,
Japan.
He even uses, like, some weird shredder technique to, like, paralyze Batman. And Batman's like, what the fuck is this?
Maybe we should watch this.
And then Batman villains kick the Ninja Turtles' asses.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was
kind of how the movie
one scene in this where there was a real monkey.
For, like, 2 seconds.
One at like 75% opacity, but one we saw his eyes full.
He had full opacity, but like 25% of the body.
And then he went into a monkey stance during the fight.
Kinda, yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
One time.
So I like it.
He made a monkey noise. He did a yell.
He did.
Pounded his chest.
Yep, he did pound his chest.
When it came down to the killing, a little anticlimactic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first guy. He just holds down, and he's like, beats
the guy,
to death.
The cop guy, I think up before, he just hits him a bunch.
The second guy has some fun, interesting Batman villain weapons, speaking of which.
His shoe.
He goes for his knife. Sandal, and it's knives, baby, between the toes.
I got knives between my toes.
They're not poisoned, though.
They should be poisoned.
Would you put poison knife between your toes?
If they had a leather sheath. Because they're so tiny, you're going to take them out and go pokey, 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 and you better hope they kill whoever you hit, because they don't miss. He just hits him, and he's like, what the fuck is that, the world's tiniest dagger?
Yeah. Ha-ha, pinprick.
Are you doing acupuncture?
He does kill him by stabbing him in the head. That was a
Oh, that'd be awesome. Wow, right in the forehead.
Right in the forehead.
Splitting forehead.
See, that's what I mean. There's a couple moments like that that
I
appreciated that were, like, really brutal.
Mm-hmm.
But
the whole movie could have been that.
Yeah. It did feel a little lacking in some areas. And overall, I'd say it was pretty good. It wasn't terrible by any means.
Oh, no.
Would you recommend it, though?
Ooh. Let's start with Justin.
If I knew someone was, like, a fan of action movies in general, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's so many action movies.
There are.
I haven't even seen Lethal Weapon yet.
There's not new action
movies. This is
movies
different.
So much.
This is a different kind of action movie than Lethal Weapon.
This is very different. Okay. This is a newer type of action movie that I'd put into the same vein as Upgrade. Like a darker action movie.
Was this that dark?
Yeah.
I guess the themes were dark.
Yeah. Most action movies, like.
Like
older
you're talking about
movies,
Lethal Weapon, very.
Lethal Weapon is, like, kind of campy.
Yeah. Okay. Very lighthearted, 80s buddy. Would you recommend it?
Like, light recommend, but very slightly, like...
Keep in mind, like,
the lightest
of recommends. It's his first movie.
Yeah.
And for that, it's really well directed. Like, it's shot well.
Yeah, it was
except
shot well.
Except for all the, like, cuts we said during the action.
Yeah, super, like...
It's colorful the whole way through.
A light recommend.
Okay.
Very tip... just the tip recommend.
I'd give it a recommend because he fails, and then he goes to the downtrodden of society. They treat him like a human. He treats them like a human. Yeah. It's a really good message there. I like that part. And it's not...
And I liked a lot. I liked some of the fight scenes.
Yeah, yeah. He's punching up.
There was a definitely. Lot of stuff. There was a lot of stuff. There was some of, like, overall, I was like, this could be better. But there were some parts of it was like that I thought were like really great.
Yeah, yeah. I love.
And that's this. Why I would recommend it is for like those tiny parts. Even though as a whole, it's like kind of mid level.
Same, because it was very colorful, and I think some parts are gonna stick with me. The souped up motorbike. Some of the fight scenes. Like you said, when the lower caste people come in bladed dresses, that mm-hmm. was so cool. They come in their own masks.
Mm-hmm. And they're they just, got like the sickles.
Oh, yeah, and they're just tearing people apart. And it's like, oh, he needs a community to help him rather than just himself, like a John Wick type. And everybody in the room was just like, yes. At least I thought we were, Josh. I don't know.
I do like the scene where he's training in the drums.
Yeah.
And then he takes his shirt off.
He takes his like tiny.
He takes his shirt off, and everybody in the crowd cheers.
Yeah.
His shirt was basically off though.
Now
he was. Yes. He was looking very good in this movie.
And sure. I get it. The shirt was barely there. But that's the difference between a bikini on and off. Mm-hmm. Like, a little bit of fabric goes a long way. Yeah, sure, yeah. I don't know if you've learned this from the boner comedies that we've been doing.
You think I would have by now?
I guess we need to keep watching them.
No.
You really don't.
No. You really don't.
Josh, would you recommend this movie?
No. Like, okay, Matt isn't good enough for me.
Was it better than Better Man?
We were talking about this, right? They're very different movies. I thought Better was interesting because it was basically a documentary. It was interesting learning about his story.
What if you found out this was a documentary?
No. Like, I think I would like it a little more.
Top yogi guru killed by a monkey man.
You
know,
this was cool because there was some cool action stuff, like Justin said, but like...
I wish it would have been full action.
Yeah, I think it didn't, like you said... Austin, it didn't pick a lane.
Yeah.
If it picked a lane, it would have been... But as it stands, I would not recommend Monkey Man 2024.
Yeah. I'd say right now it's right around a C+, B-, and if it picked a lane, like, full-on cage fighting...
That's a failing fucking grade, my friend.
What?
That's on my chart.
That's not a failing
Why grade. Do we have grades?
C's gets degrees, my friend.
Yeah, F, it means fail. If we have these...
D is like a warning that you're failing.
Why right. do we even have these systems?
We need to update the system. A is for ape, and then every other
one. A is for ape, and every movie this month gets one.
So not even B's passing.
B is A's, bananas, Justin.
A's or nothing.
It's A's or the. I would think my recommend list shows that.
A+ or nothing.
A or nothing.
Yeah, but don't go too far. 9 out of 10 or nothing. Because if you get 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10 would not recommend.
Right. You don't want to
loop around. A hair trigger on his scale.
You gotta get, like, a 9.5.
Yeah. Oh, like the Warriors.
9.9 is the highest grade.
It's the sweet spot, right? Around. Like Princess Bride.
Yeah.
If it was any higher, it'd be too high.
You're right, right? Princess Bride lost 0.1 point because of that stupid rolling down the hill scene.
I can't believe you remember that.
That was, I remember it because it was the one where I was like, really? Yeah, we're doing wish. This?
Yeah.
Like, it was so good until that stupid little part.
Okay.
It's a trip. They tripped.
But you would have not recommended it had that not been in it. It was the flaw that made it perfect. It would have been 10 out of 10 yeah, do not recommend.
If that hadn't happened, you would have been like...
It's too good to watch.
This movie's too good to watch.
What ruined the Warriors to make it watchable?
I'd have to think about that. Maybe too slow of a start.
I love this premise that a movie has to be slightly flawed.
Yeah. Nothing's perfect.
If it's perfect.
You cannot look into the eyes of God.
Yeah.
Nothing is.
The only one that is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, we've had other 10 out of 10s.
We've had a couple 10 out of 10s
for sure. Sandlot.
When Harry Met Sally.
10 letters is not a 10 would not recommend.
That's just a would not recommend.
It's a 0.
Yeah.
That's the lowest. That's the bottom of his barrel.
That is the Sandlot on our ocean chart for a reason. It is rock bottom.
You want to give them the spiel of where they can find us, Josh?
Sure. You can find us anywhere. Find podcast, podcast.net, Facebook under FapCheck, YouTube under FapCheck, anywhere else you might find podcasts. Or Have You Seen?
Yeah, check us out on Instagram on Have You Seen. There's a couple of links there, and we announce new episodes as we post them. We do Amazeballs. Josh brought a couple of good ones recently.
TV show podcast.
Yeah. And then we do wrestling. What about wrestling? Where Justin and Nick, our only fan, talk about special event wrestling.
John Cena's a heel now.
I can't believe it. You guys need to come on and do a quick episode about that. Because that blew my mind.
He came back and he's a bad guy.
Well, it's because he's retiring, right?
As a baddie?
He's retiring soon, isn't he?
I hope maybe.
Ooh.
That's what I heard.
We'll see.
Maybe.
Look at that fucking poster for Monkey Man.
Ooh, oh, did you find the tagline?
I'm looking for the budget.
Actually. Okay, okay. You do the budget, I'll do the
budget
tagline.
Budget, $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it made money?
No.
I bet it made $15 million.
It made $35 million.
Okay.
So it was a success.
This was Monkey Paw. This was small Jordan success. Peele's production company.
Yeah.
Do you know Jordan Peele?
Get Out.
The name rings a bell.
We watched Get Out. He also did Us. And what's the new one about the Western family?
Oh.
Nope. Yeah.
The taglines are just the movie quotes. Like, one small ember can burn down everything.
Okay.
All your life you've been fighting a pain. You need to fight for a purpose. And so, the poster's very red.
The poster's very red. Yes. That's what reminded me of Upgrade 2. I accidentally Googled the monkey's paw from 1933.
Don't you don't have to put that on the list for next April.
Oh no, I already have movies for next April, don't you worry.
We have plenty of monkeying around left.
Yeah, like Sandler, there's an infinite number of monkey movies out there.
Indeed. And every year they just keep making more. That's what we're proving this year.
It's getting weirder.
It's all new movies.
Yep.
We're not even hacking away at any of the old Planet of the Apes movies yet,
Josh.
This
is all new.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. Movies. These are all new ones. So all the old ones we've been talking about, they're still there to watch.
Yeah.
We kept them in a big old monkey.
We're gonna
phrase.
Do the reverse.
Wait
of Summer
you
of
see
Sandler.
The buddy cop movies.
Oh,
that one might be funny.
The monkey,
or like one of them
I'm
is a monkey.
Any monkey buddy movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's like sure. kids and monkeys.
Kids and monkeys.
Yeah. Are we gonna go backwards now that we started with?
There's
the
Dunstan Checks In.
We could.
Yes, I've heard of Dunstan Checks In.
You know, eventually in the Chinese calendar, it'll be Year of the Monkey.
Don't tell me you're thinking like every month is April during Year of the Monkey. That's horrifying.
We're gonna do yeah, but then we won't have to film for April for like 5 years.
Okay, sure. I don't know if that's a good trade off.
Oh no, we still will.
We have to do like one monkey. We have to put a monkey movie on every list. So we do one
every
month.
List of the year. Every, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
The Year of the Monkey, there's one monkey movie every list.
Is there a Sandler monkey movie?
Not yet.
We asked that last time.
Oh. Every time you ask that,
you yearn
for the Sandler. We've broken you.
Sandler and Monkey.
I'll take Sandler.
Sandler and Monkey.
Sandler greater than Monkey.
Goobity gobbity goobity gobbity.
I'll take the goobity gobbity over the drums.
Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin. Hey guys, have you seen...